Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Time for the weekly tarot stars, and we'll kick off with Airy, Shireen.
Certainly will, yep. Six of Cups brings on a reunion and a time that also you're feeling, you know, like taking a little bit of a walk down memory lane, thinking of perhaps happier things and maybe sort of getting together with people that you haven't seen for quite some time.
Nice. Next up's Taurus.
The Nine of Pentacles for Taurus this week, and this is all about signifying great wealth opportunities, and gaining some independence and making some decisions for the best financially or material security.
Okay, next along is Gemini.
Okay. Gemini, we have the card there for you of the card of the moon, which is all about intuition, very, very strong. It's a great time at the moment you to really trust your intuition. And also, just beware of a bit of deceit that could be around the week.
Cancer's next, Shireen.
Yep. The Hierophant card. And the Hierophant card there is kicking a huge goal and accepting life for what it is. And also, you're finding that you're gaining back respect. Could be even learning some new skills.
Okay, what's happening for Leo?
The Ace of Wands, which the Ace of Wands is an explosion of positive energy coming your way, a feeling of excitement, passionate about life, a brand new lease of life, reinventing yourself. Okay. Lots happening this week and the weeks to come.
And Virgo's next.
The King of Pentacles for Virgo, and the King of Pentacles is all about like gaining money and also a major purchase and new projects are starting there. And you're finding that there's some really good advice around finances coming your way.
Okay, Libra's next.
Okay, Libra's got the Nine of Cups, which is a wish card coming true. Wishes coming true and also kicking some major goals and tremendous emotional fulfillment.
Next along is Scorpio.
The Four of Swords cards, and that represents very much all about like renewing yourself after you've really sort of had some really, and facing your fears actually. It's all about facing your fears and perhaps fears and emotional ghosts from the past, basically. Standing back and reviewing the situation and preparing yourself for the future.
Sagittarius is next.
Oh, kicking a huge one there. The Ace of Cups is love and infatuation. It's a beginning of a new love affair, perhaps, and you also open up to more possibilities. Could even be a gift and opportunities for really having lots of networking around personal relationships.
Next up is Capricorn.
Capricorn's got the card of the sun, there, and that's all about accomplishments, and that sort of shines on marriages, shines on marriages, and it's a positive, it's getting rid of negative energy, it's all yellows, colours, the sun, and probably that's how we'll all feel if the sun ever comes back out. The sun, yeah, and it's a positive accomplishment there as well.
Okay, next
joy,
up.
Joy, positivity.
Ooh, next up's Aquarius.
Yep. The Empress, that can represent pregnancy, so could be the little patter of little feet. Be careful if that's not the case.
Be warned.
Yeah, be warned. And you're finding as well that there's lots of luxury items around, and probably the Empress is a really good card, probably all about mum for Mother's Day, focusing on really the happiness and nurturing and action development as well, and lots of socialising taking place.
And last but not least, Uranus is Pisces.
The Death card, that doesn't necessarily mean death unless someone's might 101 or something, but it's all about the end of an old cycle, the beginning of a new one, let go of the past, and not fearing being true to yourself. Remember the one thing, one door closes and another one opens up. And a man who has no future looks to his past. is a saying there. Just a reminder that we've got Margarita Day's club shows starting. Well, it's not a club, it's a restaurant, Two Course. Kate Kirsten's going to be up there with the magazines, and that's going to be fabulous. And we've got the 20th coming up as well at Pittwater RSL, if you haven't got tickets for those. And we have these, we're looking at the live audience for Studio 10 for Thursday. So if you want to be there, ring Channel 10 tomorrow and book yourself a seat.
Yeah, and what's your website?
Oh, SharinaStar.com. SharinaStar. I can't even remember the other one.
SharinaStar.
What is it? SharinaStar.com. SharinaStar.
Facebook.
Facebook, yes.